Finding God in the Land of Narnia. Written by Kurt Bruner and Jim Ware. Published by Tyndale House Publishers of Wheaton, Illinois. Introduction. They say that one test of egocentricity is asking yourself how many people need to look good in a group photo for you to like the picture. I guess I'm egocentric. That's why I was so disappointed with a particular snapshot taken during our 1999 trip to England. My wife, Olivia, looks fantastic. I look like a nerd. So I thought it belonged in the discard pile, until something caught my eye in the top left corner, making it one of my most cherished photographs. While on a business trip to London, I took a day to visit a little pub in Oxford, known as the Eagle and Child, where several writers who called themselves the Inklings routinely gathered 6 decades earlier to hear and critique bits of one another's work. For years I had imagined what it would have been like to sit in a quaint English pub eavesdropping on conversations between two of my literary heroes, J.R.R. Tolkien, creator of Middle-earth, and C.S. Lewis, the man who conceived the Land of Narnia. 50-plus years later, the closest I could get was to visit the spot, perhaps even share the same booth, where two of the 20th century's most brilliant Christian writers once sat. I don't know what I expected. Perhaps a shrine marking the place where these great men once gathered, or a gallery celebrating their legacy, or a reading room filled with their books. What I found was something else entirely. The pub was nothing more than, well, a pub. People, mostly college students, were sitting around eating, drinking, smoking, and talking. As far as I could tell, not a soul was treating the place with due reverence. Not one person seemed to be reflecting upon the spiritual themes within the works of Tolkien, Lewis, and any other Tom, Dick, or Harry. And so, disappointed by the ordinariness of the place, unable to locate a table in memory of my literary heroes, I asked someone to take a quick snapshot of us before we left. Weeks later, back home, my wife and I were flipping through photo memories of our trip. That's when I noticed that in the top left corner of the picture, in which Olivia looks great and I look like a nerd, is the bottom half of a portrait. It seems that just above the booth in which we sat for our snapshot hangs a picture of C.S. Lewis. The room was too dark and the smoke too thick to notice while we were there, but the camera flash revealed that we were, apparently, sitting in the very place Lewis and Tolkien once sat. I now tell friends that I went to Oxford and had my picture taken with the man who penned the Chronicles of Narnia. The man, incidentally, who has done more to inspire my faith than any other. Awakenings. C.S. Lewis, Jack to his friends, is known today as the Oxford Don who became a great apologist for the Christian faith. But it was not always so. In fact, he went to Oxford as a skeptic, seeing the Christian gospel as just another myth bringing comfort to the weak-minded, offering little to the more sophisticated intellect. "I believe in no religion," 17-year-old Jack wrote a friend. "There is absolutely no proof for any of them. And from a philosophical standpoint, Christianity is not even the best." By the time he was 32, however, he had a very different view, as expressed in a note to that same friend. "Christianity is God expressing himself through what we call real things, namely the actual incarnation, crucifixion, and resurrection." What made the change in Lewis? In a word, fantasy. It is no stretch to say that Lewis's faith journey began as a result of reading stories that were dripping with Christian truth, awakening within him a desire for something he didn't possess. Like the wonderful aroma of home-baked cookies invading his nostrils, these stories gave Jack a whiff of joy, making him hungry for the full reality of its source. In later life, Lewis would credit the author of those stories, 19th-century minister George MacDonald, with having influenced virtually every word he ever wrote, including Narnia. It began with Fantasties, a dreamlike tale in which a boy wishes to visit fairy country. He awakes the next morning in an enchanted wood, where he encounters profound happiness mixed with perilous adventure, including death and rebirth of sorts. At first, Lewis didn't recognize the story or the desire it stirred in him to be a Christian. Only later, after having found the aroma's source, did Lewis realize what had occurred. Lewis said he crossed a great frontier while reading Fantasties that placed him on a quest for joy. This pursuit eventually found its source in the same God of Christianity he had abandoned in childhood. And so, thanks to the imagination of George MacDonald, C.S. Lewis found his way home and was met by a plate of warm cookies.